This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and we're kicking off another hour here on our live Sunday edition of the show, day number four, as we're live here from our semi-rooftop studios in Acapulco, as we watch what is a very pretty sunset. Sun's gone down at this point, but the sky's still colored in a variety of ways. It's very, very nice being here. Ian and Mark, as it has been for the last hour, but now joined by a special guest co-host, Tatiana Moroz. Hello, Tatiana. Sure, our pleasure. Thanks for spending your most of your day with us, actually. We went out and went to, what was the island that we went to, Mark?
La Roqueta.
La Roqueta.
Little rock.
Yeah.
And it was a little rock, too.
Yep, yep. It was, I mean, it wasn't a small island. It wasn't humongous, but it was...
No. I mean, it was, they had a little resort on and some great beaches.
We took a boat out there, and one of those glass-bottom, semi-glass-bottom boats, and... then on the way back in, I was impressed by the boat driver who just shoved his way into a bunch of, but like the place we were supposed to get off, and get back onto the mainland, there were already like six boats that were lined up, and I'm like, okay, so I guess we're going to have to wait till somebody leaves.
He just
went right in and made his own way, which was pretty cool. Yeah. No, they really don't. So fun stuff here today in Acapulco. And as I said, more folks are going to be showing up. Derek J. Freeman should be arriving tomorrow. Lynn Olbricht going to be arriving tomorrow as well. So if you're just tuning in, Mark, you've been sharing a story. We actually started it last night, and we didn't get very far into it. So tonight we've managed to, I think, get through most of it at this point. There's a little bit more on this Green New Deal. Now, this is apparently...
Two more points.
Yeah, this is a multi-faceted proposal of basically just a total free stuff giveaway. Everything has been promised here, free education. I don't think they mentioned health care, but you said that's already basically in place by government standards. Give
free
us a quick
house.
Recap.
Everybody gets a house, safe, affordable, adequate housing, a healthy food diet, free education, government guaranteed job. It's just a smorgasbord.
It's a bonanza.
Free crap
from
the government, which of course means that it's going to be awful.
Exactly.
Yeah. And in case nobody else was convinced by this, the last one here, the free thing, Green New Deal aims to provide free money. Economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work.
Okay.
Right. Suddenly I have just ceased to be willing to work.
There's going to be a lot of people who would rather just get a free paycheck than do anything at all to receive it.
Right. And... Yeah, if it drives another 5% out of the workforce, then how's America going to compete on a global scale?
Hmm.
I don't know. Sounds like a bad idea to me.
I don't want to find out.
Right. Here's bonus. A bonus thing is a ban. They're going to ban meat. Ocasio-Cortez admits that she can't get zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes
that
fast. Oh, cow farts are real. Dairy barns have to be designed to deal with the methane because they'll just explode.
Really?
Yeah, it's serious business. The methane is a big buildup, and it's a greenhouse gas, and cows are the worst producers of it.
Huh.
You can do a lot for the environment. You can do more for the environment.
So they want to commit genocide against the cows, basically. Put them all to death?
Well, that's what we're doing already. I mean, you just have more of them. So, yeah, they want people to eat far fewer cows in their diet. But if you want to do something about this, I recommend ground pork. Replace, half, maybe three quarters of the beef, ground beef that you eat in your diet with ground pork.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're already doing most of this stuff. Pigs
don't
farts. Well, they do fart, but they don't fart methane. And that's a big difference. They don't have the same kind of gut system that cows have.
Huh.
So there you go. Problem solved. We don't need to, we don't need huge bans or anything like that.
But people, they're talking about making the cow an endangered species here, right?
Well,
I mean, they're saying that the cow is ruining the earth? Seems ridiculous.
It's I would say that there's some argument for the domestic, you know, bovine population producing too many greenhouse gases. Sure, I'll go for that. But I don't think that you're going to solve it through these sorts of regulations. People don't like that. They're not going to give up their steaks if they're told you can't have steak.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be that's a loser.
Well, no,
face.
They it'll just get hard. It'll be more difficult to acquire steak. You'll have to do it through the black market. You'll have to go on the steak road on the dark net and order, you know, you'll have to pay Bitcoin or Monero to get your steaks.
It's like, what was it, Demolition Man, where they're buying
rat burgers.
Rat burgers down
right.
In the dark area.
Yep, in the sewer. From Dennis Leary.
Was it Dennis Leary who's the
Dennis Leary was the leader of the underground.
Okay.
In Demolition Man.
Oh, there you go. So that's it. That's the list of things here. The Green New Deal uses the word massive to explain the size of investments, formerly known as taxes, 13 times.
What?
That's so
investments?
Yeah, they're going to call them investments rather than taxes.
Investments are things that you do voluntarily in the hopes that you will get a return.
We have a new word.
Your
new
investment.
Definition of the word investment now, and it doesn't include voluntary. Sorry.
Yeah, no, apparently not.
Not anymore. Same way that we did.
Nor does it include a return.
Here's another quote. The same way we did the New Deal, the 2008 bank bailouts, and extended quantitative easing, say Markey and Cortez, who earned their degree in economics at an institution of higher learning that should be immediately decertified. This is the Federalist speaking here, but it's kind of funny. It's. You know, obviously, this proposal is outlandish and not going to happen. So, I'm sure they know.
But the reason you wanted to bring this up is because it's an indicator of what they would ideally want to see happen, right? And people should know about that.
Yeah, I think that when
why these are bad
three
ideas.
Three or four of the people who signed on to this are running for president of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know about. We on Free Talk Live, we talked about the what was the name of that government program where everybody becomes drafted to work for the government?
National Service.
The National Service.
Program.
That was just a proposal, but it was a proposal put out and agreed upon by Barack Obama and John McCain. This
right.
is just that with. Extra, you know, this is just actually National Service is just one of the gifts under the Christmas tree of the Democratic Christmas tree this go around, and it's big. They've got a big proposal, and they're ready to take down this darn capitalist movie star that they don't like, and they'll say whatever it takes to get rid of him.
Let's go to the phones. Let's do the fun. We got Penguin on the line, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Penguin.
Hey guys.
Hello, Penguin.
Hope you're enjoying Acapulco. Yeah, hey, I want to say also hello to Belfouche, South Dakota. I've heard you took that from the Freedom Feed. There's a spot.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're on tonight. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I think they're on late Saturday, so you missed them. But anyway.
Okay. I'll call back.
Thanks for the thought.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say, I wanted to, first of all, the Green New Deal, absolutely fantastic, outlandish, like you said, sounds like it's written by eighth grader. Vincent was talking about it all last night. And, it's not a realistic thing, but whatever. And, it's where some of the people's heads are at, but it's not going to pass in a law or anything. I was actually just podcasting last Tuesday's episode, and you had a really interesting article that Johnson had brought in about BS jobs in corporate America. It was great. Segment. Article was actually written by Robert Long, which I actually heard of. He's I've heard of on a couple of different libertarian anarchist spaces. He's a really well thought of economist. It's kind of one of these guys that has his one foot in the Mises Institute Austrian side and another foot in the Center for Stateless Society left wing market anarchist side. So a really interesting guy, good writer. And he was talking about, you know, that these really inefficient jobs in corporate, large corporations that are there due to inefficiencies and people not doing their jobs right and to make others look mm-hmm. good or, you know, stuff like that. And we do have to realize that corporations, if you've worked, like you said, if you work for a large corporation, there are jobs that are not efficient, not effective. And
sure. You know the waste if you've been on the inside of these places.
Oh yeah,
because
just like how if you work for the government, you're more in possession of the facts of how wasteful government is.
I hate the idea of PR companies, but they're a reality out there in the world, and people question why Free Talk Live doesn't have a PR company.
All right, so we got more on the way here. Penguin, I don't know if you had more to say, but if you did, stand by. We can bring it back for that here. And BS Jobs, toll free number is 855-450 free, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free
Talk Live. We will take your calls and your thoughts about whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop on into the server there. Join one of the top four channels, and we'll notice you there at some point. We'll join the channel with you. We'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And it's Ian and Mark, as it normally is here, as it, well, it has been normal for the last 4 days here in Acapulco. But we also have joining us Tatiana Moroz from The Tatiana Show, which is a show you've been doing for how many years now, Tatiana?
I think since 2015.
That's a good run. Several years, doing basically weekly-ish episodes, I think, generally.
I think we're doing some more than weekly. I have about 8 backed up or 10 backed up.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So, well, I want to put them out, like, a bunch of them at once, because otherwise they're not going to be really timely anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a little bit weird making that decision, but I'm happy. I've been traveling, so I've been doing a lot of podcasts and different interviews while I'm on location.
And your website for that is thetatianashow.com. Folks can go there, subscribe to the podcast, and listen to those at their leisure. But you're working, you told me today that you're working on another show with former Free Talk Live co-host Stephanie Murphy as well, and that's going to be called...
One of the greatest voices in broadcast.
Yeah, well, she's a pro. She does books, right? She does, like, the audiobooks.
It's my understanding she's still doing it. I haven't dropped by recently.
Proof of Love. Tell me about it.
So I'm really excited about this, actually. I'm doing this podcast with Stephanie Murphy and also my good friend Lauren Kasovitz. And people want to check it out, Proof of Love Cast, like podcast.com. And
it's not out yet, though, right?
We're launching it on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
People can go to the site, and then on Valentine's Day we'll launch 3 episodes at once. So
right on.
Relationship stuff. I fell in love. I also realized that I was putting up a lot of walls. And I noticed that a lot of people, especially in the crypto space, they do that too. So I wanted to talk about it and maybe through sharing my own experiences with some good friends, bringing on some special guests and stuff, it would encourage people to be a little bit more vulnerable and face their relationship problems, and also to encourage them to invest a little bit more in themselves. Because we're all workaholics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to kind of water all the trees in your garden or plants in your garden, whatever it is. So that's what we're trying to do.
Got
to
get some exercise every day. It's really good for the brain.
Exactly. A little bit of emotional intelligence development. That's what we're going for.
So is it going to be primarily a relationship advice show?
Yeah, we're going to be doing relationship advice, but we're also going to be talking about other self-care things.
Okay.
Anything that's really like related to the emotional self. Self-development, that kind of thing.
Well, that'd be cool because that's where Stephanie got her start in podcasting, was a show called Pork Therapy, where she actually did, you know, take questions and emails and whatever from folks who had all kinds of, you know, libertarians with relationship issues. And of course, a lot of people have relationship issues no matter what their politics are. So
she does compelling content. There's always. Yep.
Crypto, or if you're into libertarianism and your partner isn't, this could be a little bit of a bridge
for people, and then they can really on something and then maybe find some more common ground.
Do you think that since it's going to have 3 gals who are doing the show, do you think it's more female focused, or is it going to be for both?
Well, you know, I think women like to talk about relationships more than men, but I think that men have an interest in it, and we're definitely going to be having a lot of male co-hosts and stuff. So I'm hoping it'll be equal. I think that most of my listeners are probably more male because mm-hmm. political people are generally men are more interested in that. But I'm hoping to get, you know, a nice mix of different people, and we'll see.
Indeed. Well, we will see. I hope that I hope people will give it a shot. Men will give it a shot. Just because it's about relationships doesn't mean that you don't need that. I mean, you know, most of life is relationships, and you may be caught up in this thing or the other thing right now as your, you know, main focus, but relationships don't take care of themselves.
No, they don't. And, you know, my friend, she said to me one day, she says, everybody wants love. And I think that when you're trying to date, you know, I'm single, so I'm out there trying to mingle, and it can be really challenging. So I think keeping that in mind, though, that Even if people have walls up, there is somebody on the inside that might want to be closer. They just don't know how to do it. I don't know. I think men sometimes have that problem, but unless you guys want to end up, you know, old and alone, I don't think anybody really wants that. So you have to put that investment into a relationship with somebody beyond just, you know, Tinder. One of our episodes that we talked about with Julia Taransky, who is a special guest, is basically the Tinder apocalypse. So we're going to be talking
Tinder
about
apocalypse.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, the way that people are kind of disposable and the way that you have these shallow relationships these days, even though you've got modern times bringing us together and it's cool that you can shop for a dude in your pajamas, but that isn't really committing to actually meeting with somebody and engaging with them.
It sounds like it'll be an interesting conversation.
I think it's going to be fun.
I find the internet to be, if Facebook's any indication, I haven't done a lot of dating in the last 10 years, but mm-hmm. I will say that if Facebook's any indication as to what relationships are like, you just get misunderstood too much on the internet. Just typing, somebody I'm going to see later on that day, I've had situations where they've misunderstood what I've said and it just sounded too callous or whatever.
Right.
Because the intonation's not there. The tone, all the other context of facial features and these kind of things, and it's not good for relationships.
Yeah, I think texting is not our friend, but I like talking, and people don't even do that anymore. They don't look at each other anymore, and
they don't even get on the phone anymore.
No, and there's also a little bit of a lack of courtship. And I think that a lot of women really want that. I think
a
lot of...
What does that mean? So, I mean, I know
what
it means
to me.
Hold the door.
Don't worry about this whole nonsense about not holding the door. The girls who are complaining about that are idiots and they're ruining everything for us.
I think they might be men on Twitter making fake posts. I really believe that door holding is the best thing you can do. I don't do it all the time. I try to remember to hold doors, but... I'm not the best at it. There's so many automatic doors. And then what about a car? Should I be running all the way around every time to hold the door in the car?
You know, I do know a guy that does that sometimes.
Yep.
When we spend time together, and I love it.
It's
I really
nice.
Do think yep. It's very nice. But it's not just about holding the door or something. It's just showing up and actually acting like you're interested, engaged, and like you respect the time of the woman. And the woman should do the same, right? Don't just sit there and say, hey, I want a free meal. I mean, try and engage with the guy, make him feel good, make him feel appreciated. And I don't know, I think as I get older, I'm a little bit more old-fashioned. And I think that we need that because everybody has just turned into this very sex culture. And, you know, sex is fine, but I don't think that lasts long-term. So that's what I'm going for.
So one of the things I heard from the pickup artists, and I know that they're not generally well liked in these circles, but I will say this that I thought was kind of a good idea was to schedule coffee as opposed to meals. What do you you know what I'm talking about here? Is rather than go on a coffee date, that way nobody feels any obligation, and you're just kind of feeling everybody out, and then you can start planning the big fancy restaurant meal. What do you think about that?
Let's get back to it here in just a moment. I realized we didn't get to Penguin, who put on hold, so we'll get back to him too. On the way here is we can talk about relationships, we can talk about corporations, we can do all that stuff here. We got plenty of time for it here tonight on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll free number 855-450-53. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has joined a crowded field of Democrats who are seeking the presidential nomination. She spoke in Minneapolis.
Our nation must be governed not from chaos, but from opportunity. Not by wallowing over what's wrong, but by marching inexorably toward what's right.
There's a high-level meeting going on this weekend near Washington, D.C. The White House is hosting a group of Capitol Hill lawmakers at Camp David, the rustic compound in Maryland that's hosted key peace accord talks. Top administration officials say it's an opportunity to build bipartisan relationships. Discussions are expected on efforts to pass a bipartisan border security package to send to President Trump as a short-term spending deadline approaches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Join us here as we're in Acapulco, Mexico. Sun has completely set. It is dark here, and the weather, of course, I prefer it at night. It's just perfect. The temperature.
The reason you keep pointing it out is because we're out of doors.
The breeze. Yeah, we're outdoors. And I like doing the show outdoors if we're not being besieged by mosquitoes, and we're not, which is very, very nice.
Don't seem to be a lot of flying insects around here.
They exist. The first night, I did have one mosquito in my room, and so we got, you know, I've had my screens open, or you know, I've had the doors open, screens, but there was a screen that had been busted out, I guess, by the previous tenant. So mosquito got in that night. I fixed
the screen
the next day.
It's the most attention you've had at night in months.
I fixed the screen the next day, and it was it's been all good ever since then. So surprisingly low count of biting insects here. At least at the part of Acapulco we're in right now. And as I said, everybody's gearing up for the upcoming Anarchapulco event coming up here starting on Thursday.
Do you want to have a website where you can find businesses and events and things that are focused for libertarians? Well, we've got it for you. Liberty.menu. You can connect with and share with others there. It's got a little bit of a social network aspect. There's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL. You get a free special badge. It's Liberty.menu.
Mark, you'd had asked Tatiana a question before we went to break there. Can you make a note of what that question was so we can come back to it? Because I want to get Penguin back on the line, because I apologize. We made him wait way longer than I expected to. And Penguin, you're back on. You called in about corporate waste. You know, we certainly are familiar with government waste. There's no shortage when it comes to government waste. They keep screwing everything up because they don't have the right incentives. They don't have market signals. They can tax and just keep on bringing in the same amount or more every single year, regardless of how good of a service they're providing. In the corporate world, they have competition, but in some cases, it's not a whole lot of competition. And there's just, you know, between mega corporations, between them all, there's a lot of waste. So I know that's what you called about. Go ahead with what else you wanted to say.
So large corporations large corporations are still bureaucratic, and that's just the problem of these large organizations, even when they're private. And they're, and like you said one time, you know, the state has an, the government has an influence on that, 'cause big likes big, and the government incentivizes and likes to deal with large corporations in many senses. And, you know, like was said during that segment,
the
right hand.
Big likes big.
That's what he said, Mark.
Yeah. Well, he was. he didn't say big likes big.
Yes, he did.
I did. I was quoting him.
My headphones aren't working that well.
Okay. Yeah. He probably was quoting Mark. But anyway, either way, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you were quoting Mark. But yeah, and then in some situations where, like, the right hand doesn't know what's going on with the left, that was actually said during the segment, too.
Yep.
And the segment spoke to me because I had what I consider a BS job. It seemed pointless. Not just pointless, but had a very low satisfaction, low agency. There was really no way to succeed. Some of the details were a little different. But I left. I temporarily taking lower pay while I'm working on starting a business, but I have more agency. I have way more agency economically and freedom. And that's what you have to do sometimes, because pointless job does not give you the kind of satisfaction actual economic agency does. But I think it's good to have these different voices that'll criticize the, you know, corporate structures and corporate interests, because you know, a lot of libertarians and cats, they want to, you know, be pro business, and I'm pro business. But you know, when I want to look at a, you know, libertarian business structure, I look at you guys, you know, Free Talk Live and the church and everything, and I mean, you guys are solid libertarian, solid kind of volunteers, libertarians, and sometimes the libertarian crowd bristles at this anti-corporate talk. But when the way you run your organization is it's very lean, very low, not very open, very straightforward.
Yeah,
with the customers.
Yeah, even back when Free Talk Live wasn't run by the Shire Free Church, because the church came out in, I think it was 2013, and kind of took over the show. Back when it was a business, you know, back in the day, it never was incorporated. There was never has been. You know, people can write checks to Free Talk Live, but that's just a DBA on a bank account. There's no actual corporate entity behind it. So I understand the reason why corporations exist, and I understand the benefits of utilizing them. And certainly if a corporation benefits the Shire Free Church in some way, then we will use it. So, for instance, the church does have a corporation. We've got a couple of them, actually.
And so is the LLC.
That's a corporation.
Limited liability
corporation.
Nope, it's not a corporation. It's a company.
Okay. It's still a corporation. Or right. whatever you want to call it. It's a legal fiction that does not actually exist.
It's a legal fiction, yes.
It allows you to interact with and deal with these government bureaucrats. So if you need to own property, the government will not let you own property unless you have some sort of thing like this.
Got to have an entity.
So the church owns a corporation, and it owns a New Hampshire nonprofit as well, and that allows us to do other things, like, for instance, certifying community service hours and
but
other
basically,
stuff like that.
Anybody who has similar ideas that can work with us can come to Free Talk Live, make a proposal, and if they can bring value to what it is we're doing, we'll work with them. So we have this sort of very egalitarian way of doing our business, for lack of a better term.
But weren't the Koch brothers known for some different management model that was like atypical for corporations? I'm sorry, I don't recall what they called it, but there was a certain There was a certain name for it, and I'm sure people out there are you know, likely shouting it at the radio right now. But I did not ever take a whole lot of time to look into it, but it was one of those things where they tried to cut out like middle management and give people more responsibilities, even at the lower levels, give them more input into decision-making, make them feel more like they were part of, you know, part of something more important than just a job, I think. And anyway, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, just one last thing. I just want to say that, you know, when I was working in for a big company, a corporation, you know, I mean, I saw that I feel as though the government kind of incentivized them to be top heavy, not because I think, oh, there's too many managers, there's too many executives, but in relation to the bottom levels, they were incentivized to cut out the bottom levels and, you know, which saves costs, but then you have a lot of higher salaries that like we could use one less manager and two new employees. And especially in my position, I mean, I was basically, for all intents and purposes, had the keys and the lives of hundreds of people turned over to me every night with very few resources. And it's like, you know, I don't know if you're running this organization very properly, and I just had no agency as one peon out of hundreds to do anything about it. So, you know, to have this agency over even myself or the business I'm starting will have maybe a dozen people, but to have that kind of agency, even with even having to make a lot of sacrifices, I think that will bring a lot more satisfaction to my life and to most people if they have
Yeah, there's value in there for sure. Penguin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's called market-based management. Now, I'm not saying I'm a fan of it.
The Koch brothers.
Yeah, the Koch brothers. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I remember reading and I'm like, yeah, it sounds interesting. It's good to have people trying different things.
Yeah, what the government, when you get government contracts in your business, what happens is you end up hiring people just to sort of fill out the paperwork and interface with the government bureaucrats. And these mm-hmm. people, they're, like you said, it's bureaucracy, and they're basically just government employees that are working corporate side.
So, we're here with Tatiana Moroz. We're going to continue with that conversation. Mark, you had a question for her. We ended up talking about relationships and like online dating and communicating or the lack of communicating that, you know, text messaging strips out, of course, all the subtleties of any sort of person to person, direct eye contact. It strips out any voice, subtleties that you would pick up in an actual voice conversation.
Tatiana was talking about going on dates, and what I was asking was that I'd heard this idea, and I never really thought about it when I was going out on dates. I'm like, I gotta have dinner, so let's have dinner. But there was an alternative that was proposed, and I just kind of wondered about it.
We'll continue with that coming up here in moments.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco. And it's the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, it's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where you can join one of those top four rooms there in the server. It's a chat server that is available to you live 24 hours a day. Get on over there over at discord.lrn.fm. It's totally free. By the way, thanks going out to Brandon, who's a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Brandon has joined the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that allows you to back up what we do here. If you appreciate the fact that we're talking about liberty and freedom and relationships and cryptocurrency, 7 nights a week we are on the radio across the United States on over 190 great radio stations on AM and FM throughout the USA, even beyond. We're heard in Guam, as a matter of fact. So if you want to support what we do, maybe you would like us to be on 300 stations or 400 stations. It is possible, but it does take a marketing budget, and that's where you come in. You can help us do that and be more effective at getting new people hearing the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there using your credit card or PayPal, or you can use Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Tatiana Moroz is with us here tonight. She's launching a new podcast. She's still going to keep doing the Tatiana Show at thetatianashow.com, but starting on Valentine's Day, so coming up Thursday, proofoflovecast.com. The site's already there. I don't think the RSS feed is there yet, but at some point you will have a way to listen to the show, which will be starting officially on Valentine's Day. But we're getting a little taste of what it might be like here, as, Mark, you were asking a question about relationships. Can you recap that for those just tuning in?
Sure. Basically, you know, Tatiana was advocating for dates. And obviously, I'm 47 years old.
Dates as opposed to just hooking up?
I guess. I mean, okay. Tinder, you know, these sorts of things that that are... There wasn't much for online dating when, you know, I was able to date.
Yeah. So, that was back when you had to have a VHS tape at a place where you went and sat on like a stool or whatever, right?
Not entirely sure that's that far back. nonetheless, I was asking that I had heard, what about, just coffee dates as opposed to, big expensive dinner dates?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's an investment involved in buying dinner for somebody, and somebody that may, make somebody feel beholden or whatever. And I was just asking what her opinion was on these coffee dates.
There's something to be said for that. I do think that you could maybe come off as a little bit cheap or like you're not invested in the relationship, but I do think that taking out a girl every night to dinner is going to add up. So I think if you can just find a way to make it seem like you're not making this minimal investment and that you're trying to take her somewhere interesting, even if it's just to the park or something that has a little bit of creativity beyond just a coffee. But as a woman, I also don't want to be stuck at a long dinner. I mean, I don't need your free dinner. I would like to maybe escape if you're boring and stuff. So you got to give it a little bit of time, but you can also make it, a drive-through McDonald's run.
Right. Obviously. I can't imagine anybody wants to do the fast food date on the first go round.
Well, plus if you're having drinks, it's more easy, coffee or whatever, it's easier for conversation, right? Because you don't have food in your mouth. You don't have to wait until you're done chewing or anything like that. So you could probably have a bit more conversation. At least it won't be as one-sided.
At the very least, you get a cappuccino out of the deal.
Yeah.
Well, then there's the idea of going for alcoholic drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now people are saying that not that a date would necessarily end up in sex, but this is kind of making me think of it. If you go on a date with somebody and you have drinks, I think a lot of people end up intimate because they're having cocktails, and that's not good if you're blacked out. But at the same time, the concept that, you shouldn't be drinking at all, I don't know if that ends up working because you need a little bit of social lubricant. But I wouldn't necessarily want to go for just drinks, alcoholic drinks with a guy, because then I think he was trying to get me in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
Makes
know.
Makes sense.
That's why you suggested coffee, because that's not alcoholic and so not the same message. Unspoken message, I guess.
Theoretically, you should be sober on your date, but I do think a little bit of alcohol can help sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. So you'll get more relationship advice on Tatiana's show. It is proofoflovecast.com. That's where you can go to bookmark it and then come back to it on Thursday. Is there an email sign up yet?
Not for the thing. You can submit your questions to Lauren at CryptoMediaHub.com. But we're actually still setting up the website. That's where we're launching on Thursday. But I wanted to talk about it because hopefully we'll be putting it out on LRN.fm too, so people can check it out.
That would be absolutely fine. You ladies are experienced. Normally, LRN has a requirement of we're losing our paperwork. Anyway, normally LRN has a 6-month production requirement, but you guys are longtime producers, so it wouldn't be any problem to waive that requirement. Because the idea there is you don't want somebody who's, I want to do a podcast, and then, 3 months later, they're like, I'm done doing podcasts.
No, after we're done taping tonight, I wrote a jingle for the song, for the show. Yeah, it's really fun. So it's kind of like an 80s Cyndi Lauper vibe.
Uh-huh.
And I think it goes with the website, and I'm going to be recording the vocals.
Do you write jingles?
I do.
Oh, boy. You're talking Mark's language.
Yeah.
I'm a good jingle writer.
I'm a huge believer in jingles. So, here.
As an advertising professional.
I'm an advertising professional. I ended up on Free Talk Live by mistake 15 years ago. And
I bribed him.
You didn't even give me anything. You just said, hey, want to do this. And I'm like,
gave you 90%.
Whatever.
Anything.
I'm talking about being on air. And what I'm basically, when it comes to jingles, I love jingles and I love celebrity endorsements. Now, in the case of Free Talk Live, I wouldn't really call us celebrities. But in the world of Free Talk Live, we are. So are endorsements meaningful on Free Talk Live? Mm-hmm. And I think jingles they get stuck in people's heads. We've had some jingles written here on Free Talk Live by Hannah Hoffman, and people still
are memorable.
Yeah, yeah. I think jingles are awesome.
I remember jingles from when I was a kid.
No, yep. I love them.
Yeah,
we all do.
Everybody does. So I was just thinking that the other day because I can write them in 5 minutes, and they're good. I think.
Yeah.
I've done a few of them, and I get a lot of compliments. And I don't know why people don't do it anymore. Maybe there's no place for that. Where do you even place them?
I think that they've become, advertising agencies have fashion just like any other line of work, and jingles are kind of out of fashion right now. But that doesn't make them any less
catchy.
Yeah. It doesn't make them, work any less well.
It could make them more conspicuous. If you're the only advertiser on a radio station with a jingle, you're going to be the most memorable.
Talking about old jingles, I was singing an old jingle to you guys today, and everybody's like, I don't remember that. Then when I got to the hook, the Tootsie Roll one. Tootsie Roll, chocolatey chew, Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you. Whatever it is, I think I see, becomes a Tootsie Roll to me. Right?
Yep.
And, once I got to that part, everybody's like, oh, yeah!
And it turned out what we thought were going to be Tootsie Pops actually were gum in the middle, so they weren't actually at all. Even though they called them Tootsies, I think there was a different name.
T-U-T-S-I, Tootsie.
Off-brand blow pops here in Mexico were called Tootsies.
Was Jack disappointed, or was he happy with the
Jack's
gum
happy
in
with
the
candy.
Okay.
What did you think about it, Jack?
About what?
He wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yes. Yes, that candy. That was amazing.
All right, amazing.
And I wanted to make a
Mexican
comment.
Candy,
what,
man.
You've got a comment?
He's like, Daddy, don't take the mic out of my hand.
They don't have as many jingles, but they still have the ones for Christmas.
What are the Christmas jingles that you're familiar with?
Jingle bells and all those.
Those
others.
Are songs.
Those are holiday hymns. What do we call those?
Christmas songs.
Christmas songs. Yeah, yeah. So a jingle's usually for a
short
product.
Jingles are typically pretty short.
Yeah,
right.
And usually. Because you got to keep
15,
it in the
20 seconds, 30 seconds max.
It's oftentimes they'll write a 60 for
and cut it up,
and then cut out the parts that are boring, and you almost never hear the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
There's I have one for the Tatiana show, too. It opens up. It's sort of like a country one.
Awesome.
Yeah. I put the long version at the end. People probably, I don't know, though, because, it's supposed to be really short. I do the first one. It's about 15 seconds or something, but it's unfortunate because you can't really get that much done in 15 seconds.
We do have more to come here. Full hour remains from Acapulco. You're sticking with us to the end of the show?
I'll stick around for a little while longer. Right. I've got to record this thing before.
I got to say, I'm very proud of my little radio superstar that was just on there.
Jack, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. So coming up, we got more with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, since we were talking about the Democrats earlier tonight, Trump has a warning. He says he's against socialism. And I've got the clip here of what he had to say. I got to say, Trump has become even more entertaining. I thought he was entertaining in the beginning, but I wasn't really a fan of his. And he's growing on me. I got to admit it. There's more on the way here in moments.
Saying something.
Yeah, 8:50. I hate politicians. I really don't care for them at all. 8:55, 4:50 free. We got hour three next. It's Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.